Also today, President Trump signed an agreement with China. The Phase One trade agreement is expected to reduce tensions in a trade dispute that has slowed global growth, hurt American manufacturers, and weighed down the Chinese economy as well. Among other things, the agreement calls for China to purchase $200 billion worth of U.S. goods and services over the next 2 years, a good amount of which will be in agricultural products. Jim Byram is president of the Michigan Agribusiness Association, and he joins us now. Jim, good to have you.
Pleasure to be with you.
U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue calls this deal great news for American farmers and ranchers. Do you agree?
Oh, I think it's great news. There's no question that signing an agreement with China is positive. I mean, it's a positive move, and frankly, some of the challenges we've had over the past several months, this is certainly great news that we're moving forward and back to status quo, if you will.
For all the agreement was reached, tariffs remain in place. Do you foresee that being much of a problem for Michigan crops?
Well, it's going to be interesting how the tariffs are imposed or how the tariffs are handled. Certainly, the Chinese end they need certain things. They need a lot of pork. They need probably fewer soybeans they've had in the past or purchased in the past. But they'll be buying some agricultural products. So they've introduced and actually imposed some waivers to allow some products to move that direction. In terms of products coming here, my sense is that there will be a softening overall on both ends of the trade spectrum, and I think that's great if we can move that direction and keep that momentum to try to bring trade back to normal.
This deal will be in place for only the next 2 years. Do you think that truly delivers the stability that was promised or that farmers had hoped for?
You know, I've been doing this a long, long time, and the one thing we like to have is fair, free, consistent, reliable, predictable trade. A two-year agreement is better than no agreement, but 2 years is not very long, and it can go by pretty fast.
Right. Do China's commitments, that $200 billion that we heard about, does that go beyond what might have already fallen away during the course of the trade dispute?
Well, in theory, it's more. In theory, our trade would increase. I mean, the challenge is how that's measured, are there penalties in place if those numbers aren't achieved. There's an awful lot of skepticism in agriculture about how if they can hit the numbers they're talking about, just our ag trade. There are some things that folks are talking about, maybe just bookkeeping issues that might be able to help the Chinese meet that goal. But, you know, there's a healthy amount of skepticism about the Chinese actually achieving what may be agreed here.
What does this mean in terms of Michigan farmers' markets overseas in China? How much did they lose during the trade war? Do you think this deal is going to help them get those customers back?
Two things are important. First, in terms of farmer income, the U.S. government paid farmers a lot of money in the last 18 months, 2 years, when those trade deals were thrown in the trash, or the agreements in the trash, and the tariffs imposed. So the federal government has paid farmers a lot of money, so their farm income wasn't hurt as badly as it could have been. In terms of lost markets, once you lose a market, it doesn't come running back. It could be very difficult to create, again, that stability and reliability as a supplier. Chinese went elsewhere to buy. We're going to have to earn those markets back. An agreement is great. It's a step. It's a step forward. But it'll take a while before there's a comfort on both sides of the Pacific on that whole trade agreement, trade range, if you will.
Jim, critics have some concerns that maybe this agreement doesn't do much to force China to make the economic changes that the Trump administration was looking for in the first place in trying to get the Chinese to the table. Do you agree?
You know, I haven't really looked at the political ramifications of what the trade agreement does on achieving some of President Trump's goals, but I'm a pretty simple kind of operation here. Our industry is we just want to have fair, free, and open trade, and we need to be moving stuff abroad. We have way too many soybeans, way too much commodity and inventory, and we have to export. So just having the opportunity to see stuff move forward for the Chinese is a huge win. Certainly, if goals are not met, I'm confident that folks will be holding the Chinese feet to the fire.
Well, thanks very much for checking in with us.
Pleasure to be with you.
That's Jim Byram, president of the Michigan Agribusiness Association. I'm guessing we were getting him at the local grain elevator. Stay with us.